Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Today we're diving headfirst into a battleground that's all too familiar. Technology. I mean, let's be real, our phones are practically glued to our hands these days. It's like we're in a constant state of digital tetheredness. But here's the thing, while tech can be incredibly helpful and even fun, it can also become a major distraction, draining our energy and keeping us from focusing on what truly matters. Ever feel like you're scrolling through social media for hours, only to realize you haven't accomplished anything else? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you just have to check it, even if you're in the middle of something important? Yeah, we've all been there. So, how do we win this mental war against technology overload? How do we build healthy boundaries with these devices that have become so intertwined with our lives? That's what we're breaking down today. Get ready to reclaim your time and attention, because this is a battle worth fighting. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you establish those crucial boundaries. 1. Awareness is your first weapon. The first step to conquering any battle is knowing your enemy. Start by tracking how much time you spend on your phone each day. Use built-in screen time tools or download an app to monitor your usage. This might be a bit eye-opening, but trust me, knowledge is power. Once you see those numbers, you can start identifying the apps and activities that are consuming the most time and attention. 2. Schedule tech. Free zones. You wouldn't walk into a meeting unprepared, would you? Treat your digital life with the same respect. Designate specific times of day when you completely disconnect from your phone. Think meal times, family gatherings, or even just an hour before bed. During these tech-free zones, focus on being present in the moment. Engage in conversations, read a book, take a walk, anything that helps you reconnect with yourself and the people around you. 3. Turn off notifications. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention, but they're also robbing you of valuable focus time. Imagine trying to concentrate on a challenging task while constantly being interrupted by notifications. It's like trying to study for an exam in a crowded room. Turn off non-essential notifications, especially those from social media apps. You can always check them later when you have dedicated time. 4. Curate your digital feed. Think of your social media feeds as gardens. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? Unfollow accounts that don't inspire or add value to your life. Limit your exposure to negativity and drama. Surround yourself with content that uplifts, motivates, and aligns with your goals. 5. Embrace boredom. This might sound counterintuitive, but boredom can actually be a powerful tool for creativity and self-discovery. When you're not constantly plugged in, your mind has the space to wander, to come up with new ideas, and to simply relax. So next time you find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, try sitting with the feeling of boredom for a few minutes. You might be surprised by what emerges. All right, let's bring this back down to earth with a real-life example. Imagine you're having dinner with friends and family, a precious opportunity to connect face-to-face. But then, your phone starts buzzing, your notifications are going wild, and suddenly you're distracted by the digital world instead of the people in front of you. You miss out on important conversations, lose track of the stories being shared, and end up feeling disconnected from those who matter most. That's what happens when we don't set healthy boundaries with technology. So remember, folks, it's about finding that sweet spot, utilizing tech to enhance our lives without letting it control us. It's about making conscious choices about how we spend our time and attention. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your focus, strengthen your relationships, and live a more fulfilling life. This episode is all about taking control of your relationship with technology. It's not about demonizing devices, but about using them consciously and intentionally. Now, go out there, set those boundaries, and show technology who's boss. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. And as always, keep the conversation going on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. See you in the next Mental War.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.